This morning, during the early morning meditation, it was relatively quiet, early morning quiet. Windows were open. And at some point, there was the first whistling of birds, of a bird. It began and didn't last very long, but and as I heard it, it was kind of poignant because of the silence that had preceded it and the silence that followed it. There'd been a lot of traffic and noise and people talking, or a cacophony of birds making sounds. Not only would I not have that little chirping stood out and highlight in a nice way, the chirping also wouldn't have highlighted the silence. The silence and the sound for a few moments came together and highlighted each other. If there go into the an open space, maybe in the woods, next to a large redwood tree, maybe there's a single flower growing. Very different if there was a whole large bed of flowers or bushes filled with flowers. In the stillness, the spaciousness, quiet of the forest, that single flower would stand out and highlight the spaciousness or the stillness, the quiet. If you come close to the flower, maybe you'll see the end of one of the leaves of the plant in the early morning. A single drop of dew that glistens and shines. And there's a way in which it's kind of maybe fairly natural just to see it clearly, and especially in the, again, with the quiet or the space or the, how it stands out by itself. And sometimes our experience is simple and clear, like looking at the dew. Allowing something to be in the field of silence and stillness around it. Just something is there, it's known clearly. And sometimes what becomes clear is not the individual drop, but if it's raining, and you're looking out the window at the rain, sometimes it's very relaxing and pleasant to watch the rain fall. But in that setting, you don't chase after each drop. You don't try to find each drop and look at it carefully. In that sitting, the attention becomes not so much looking intently, but more of a watching openly, not trying to focus on anything, but wide-angle kind of awareness. That sees, notices the flow of water, the flow of drops, the changing, coming and going. So then now, coming here, into this room, taking a few moments to acknowledge or recognize your experience of being here and being now in and of itself. And if we're too interested in our thoughts and ideas, there's very little room in the mind to become aware of the stillness that's here, the silence, spaciousness. Just beyond the edges of your body is the space of this room. There's actually more space in this room than there's not. And if you can, you might, with your eyes closed, sense or feel the spaciousness beyond the edges of your body. The silence around you. And you also might become aware of the stillness and spaciousness that's within you. Between the places where you experience movement. Solidity, sensations. Taking into awareness the silence that's within. And there might be a sense of stillness that's around or within what you associate with the mind. Even if there's thinking and energies of the mind, there's always, beyond the edges of that thinking, the edges of the mind's activity, there's a much bigger field mind is always within a wider field of silence and stillness, quiet. And within the mind as well, there might be a sense, places of space, openness, silence. Sometimes the whatever sense of spaciousness or stillness there might be is inseparable from the awareness that knows it. The kind of awareness, sense the feeling of it, which is not thinking about it, but the field of receptivity. An awareness that is more is present and found when we relax. Soften the efforts to be aware, relax, open. Often we use the metaphor of moving the mind in practice, bringing the mind back, directing it someplace, putting it in someplace. In fact, the mind actually never moves. Awareness never moves. And to become somehow attuned to the stillness, unmoving quality of awareness. Within which things appear and disappear, are known to be and then known not to be. Awareness into which things come, are there in awareness, and then go. We're not no longer in awareness. There is silence, and then the sound of my voice, and then silence. Within awareness, sometimes we see things clearly. The sound known. An inhalation sensation is known. And it's enough just to know. No need to understand or think about. Sometimes things are known clearly, distinctly, like the dewdrop. Sometimes things are known in a kind of soft focus or relaxed attention, like watching the rain. Looking at the flow of a river, seeing it clearly but not fixating on detail. Thoughts might arise. Like the chirping of a bird, just there in the silence and the space. No need to be involved or react, just to know. Perhaps holding it or feeling it in the wider silence, spaciousness. A desire arises. And letting it be, letting it come and go, let it arise in this wider context of the space and the silence that's here. Aversion arises. Letting it be simple, without identifying with it, just an impulse. that comes and goes. Identification arises, selfing arises. And staying simple, feeling, sensing within the wider field, the stillness that's here, the space, the openness. Nothing needs to be a problem. Everything is change. As we flow along with the present moment, our experience is the river of change. And whatever we cling to blocks that flow of the river, interrupts it. Unless we see the clinging arise and pass as well, here and now. here and now. When we're preoccupied, we can remember that there's always a wider world than the preoccupation. We can open to the wider field of awareness, spaciousness, awareness, stillness, awareness, silence. Perhaps letting go. Letting go into the stillness, the silence. Letting go of doing. Letting go of meditating. Letting go of self. Letting go into freedom. In the example of going on a long hike, if the long many-day hike involves going up, over, and down a number of mountain ranges, a person would repeatedly enter the same kind of different elevations, same kind of terrain over and over again. In the valleys, thick with forest and undergrowth, and the high elevations open and clear. No matter what the terrain that repeats itself, keep walking, meeting each circumstance with a kind of walking tension that's needed. Maybe in the dense forest, it takes a lot of focus in the details to find the trail. On the high country, maybe there's a wide road to walk that you see where it goes. And if in the high country you just keep looking down at your feet as they hit the ground, you might not notice the wide spaciousness, stillness, silence, the vastness of what surrounds you. As you practice today, through the retreat, different days, different hours, different minutes, different terrain. Even the most experienced students will sometimes feel like the middle of a long retreat that they're starting over as a beginner. No matter what the terrain is of your practice, keep walking, slow and steady. And one of the qualities of someone who's practiced for a long time is having confidence and willingness to keep going steadily to meet the next step, next moment. Being equanimous of what it is that's the terrain you're in. And perhaps in the steady, equanimous continuity of practice moment by moment, perhaps also there can be some degree of calm or spaciousness or non-reactivity, some sense of not making anything a problem. But taking the next step, meeting the next object. Perhaps in a loving way today, you can be careful as you go around the retreat center that you don't get preoccupied in your thoughts and ideas, but rather you stay steadily with this moment-to-moment awareness. Maybe where you feel sense, experience. What arises in awareness, like the chirping of the bird and the silence of the morning. Thank you.